Fulfilled Life Project. I'm Chrisanthi Finn, a wife and mama of three littles who is massively passionate about finding fulfillment in the ordinary and helping you do the same. The intention with this podcast is to have you leaving every episode feeling fired up for life, ready to find joy in the ordinary, and ready to ditch that same stuff, different day mindset. Let's get fulfilled. When you think about the things, the people, the encounters that you've had in your life to this point, would you say that the things that were most impactful, the things that made most difference, the things that you remember most were things that somebody told you or what they showed you and the actions that they played out? I want you to think about that. So we all know the saying, actions speak louder than words, right? But so many times in our lives, we lead from a place of fear. We feel like we need to tell people how they should do things, right? If you are a mom like me, you know that you tell your kids to do things, right? And I can tell you that 9 times out of 10, when I tell my kids to do things, it goes in one ear and out the other, if it even gets in the ear, right? There are times where I'm like, are they even listening? So this got me thinking today. And I'm thinking about how, you know, I want to show up in this world and I want to make a difference. I want people to look at me and come into, you know, encounter me and have a friendship with me and think like, leave it being a better person, right? Do you ever think that way? You want people to leave your friendship or leave your presence or see you and you show up in a way that like makes their day better. I think about that all the time. And so I'm thinking about like, how can we make the most impact? How can I show up each day in a way that makes the world a better place? That's my prayer every day. Lord, help me to make the world a better place. And so I'm thinking this morning about how when we feel this pressure to make the world a better place, and I don't want to say pressure from a negative standpoint, but when we feel the pressure, we kind of come from a place of like fear and anxiety and worry. And so we want to like tell people to do the right things. And we want to make sure that we are just showing up the right way. But I challenge you today, as you go through life, think about the fact that your actions speak louder than your words. I would bargain to say that today you are going to come into contact with a lot of people. But out of all of those people, you're only going to talk to a few of them. And if only a fewer than that are going to really spend time with you and get to know you as a person or hear what you have to say. But every person that you encounter today is going to see you. They're going to read your body language. They're going to read kind of the temperature that you show up with. And so I want you to think about that. If you think about, I want to make the world a better place, how are you showing up and how are you portraying yourself? What is the energy that you're giving off? What is the example that you are setting? Does that make sense? So if we go to the Bible, in John chapter 8, verse 12, it says, "Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life.'" So I started to think about this verse and I started to think about, you know, how can I show up as a light? And how can I teach my children to show up as a light? And it got me to thinking about the fact that I can't change anyone, right? I can't show up and make someone change. And I don't think that we're supposed to. I don't think we're supposed to tell someone to change. But what I do know is that I can show up every day and set an example through the way that I act, through the words that I speak, through my body language, through how I respond to different situations. I want to show up in a room and I want to be that light that they talk about in the Bible. I want people to look at me and think like, oh, I want what she has. And I'm not saying like life is always perfect. And I'm not saying I don't have things that bring me down, as I've shared very, very candidly on here. I struggle from anxiety and depression. And there are days where I definitely don't show up as that person. And there are moments throughout each day where I don't show up as that person. But at the core, every day when I set out to start my day, I think, how can I show up and be the light? How can I show up in this world that can be so dark and so heavy and show others hope and the hope that I have because of my faith? Yesterday, I was with a few friends and they were watching sports. And of course, after sports, you know, if you're watching it on regular TV, typically the news comes on. And I just said, oh God, I can't even watch this. I can't even watch the news because it's just dark and scary and dreadful. And I don't want my kids to hear the news. I don't want my kids to see the news. I don't want to see the news. And I just choose to filter it out. And even this morning, as I went to my phone and I went to, if you follow me on social media, you know that most days I show up and I do a little dance. I make my pre-workout and I dance and that's how I show up and that's how I start my day. And so I'm making my dance this morning, I'm making my juice and I'm doing my dance and I'm saving my dance. And after I do mine, which is like this upbeat, happy, like I'm wearing my Divine Strength Shop shirt that says iron sharpens iron. Like I'm just putting out this positive vibe. And afterwards, on this particular app that I'm not going to name because I don't want to support them, this terrible content comes up that I'm like, oh, I don't even want to see this. I want to unsee this. And so I filtered out. And so I'm talking about this yesterday with the news and talking with a friend, and he's like, but I think you need to see the news. And I think you need to see what's going on in the world. And I was like, I don't agree. Maybe I'm living in my own bubble and maybe you can call that naive, but I don't want to see it. And I know that, you know, I just think about like, can I change those people through, I don't know. I don't know if this is even making sense, but I just try to filter what I see, filter what I hear, filter all of those things, but then show up in a positive way. So I'm not being completely complacent to the fact that there is terrible stuff going on in the world, but I am choosing to focus on the good and I'm choosing to show up as the light. I think that so often we try to change people. We try to change situations. And I love that. I love that we want to change things for the better. But I also think that sometimes we do it from a place of fear and we do it from a place of telling people what to do versus showing up in a way that we can set an example. And so I want to challenge you today to show up in a way that you can set an example. Don't try to change people for who they are, but instead show up in your true sense. Show up as your true person. Like I show up as I am, and I also make a point to share that I'm not perfect. I also make a point to share that I didn't always think this way. I wasn't always the person who found the good. There were times where I slipped into negativity because it can be contagious. Like you can be around a negative person and it gets to be like, oh my gosh, like if you're watching the news, you're absorbed by that. Or if you're around a negative person, it like, especially if you're an empath like me, you feel that. But I think that we can fight the urge to just go with that mainstream and instead just control how we show up. So going back to our kids, again, I can tell them a million things, but what they see me do and how they see me react is what they remember. If they are doing something that I don't agree with and I freak out on them and scream and yell, I guarantee you they're likely to remember that and they're likely to emulate that and to do the same thing, to react in that same way. So it's not always perfect. And there are times when I freak out and there are times when I don't react the way that I want to, but I also do things that I want to show and be an example. They know that when they come downstairs in the morning, I'm reading my Bible. And if I'm not reading my Bible, I'm doing a workout. If I'm not doing a workout, I'm listening to praise and worship music. And if I'm not doing that, like they see the way that I show up each and every day. My kids know that I am someone who shows up wanting to share a healthy lifestyle. They know that I am someone who shows up and God is important to me. They know that they know my core values, not because I tell them, but because I show them. And I think that that is something that we can all take away. I think that that is something that like, you can live in this place of fear. You can live in this place of like, oh my gosh, the world is so dark. How can I change it? I'm just one person. Here's how you can change it. You can change it by the way that you show up. So it's not by the things that you say and the things that you tell people to do, but it's by the way that you choose to show up. Does that make sense to you? I really hope so. Obviously, you're listening and I can't see you nodding, but my thought is that you are listening to this and you're in your car or you're vacuuming or you're walking the dog and you are like, yes and amen. Yes and amen. I want us to show up every day and say, God, show me how to be the light, right? Like when I close my eyes and picture the days when Jesus was walking the earth, I think of like, he just had this calm demeanor and he just was radiant. And he just like, he wasn't running and rushing to get anywhere. He wasn't in a panic to be like, oh my gosh, we need to do that. You know, he was calm and he was patient and he showed up and that was contagious. And that's what people wanted more of. Not everybody, obviously. We know that he was like persecuted and hung on the cross, but he just showed up in this way that was like peace and light and joy. And that's what I want us all to do. Because I think about like, how can we make change? It starts with us. If you look at anybody in the world who has impacted history, has impacted and made room for change, it's because of the way that they showed up. It's because of the way that they spoke. It's not always the things that they say, but it's the way that they show up. Right? Who are you more likely to listen to? The person who's screaming at you to do the right thing or the person who's showing you how to do the right thing? I know how I show up. I know how I respond. I know when I look back at the world and I think of like my life and who's made the biggest impact on me, it's the people who show up in a way that I'm like, huh, I get curious. Like, okay, I know that life's not easy for them. I know they're going through hard things. I know that they face the same challenges that I do, but look at how they carry that burden. Look at how they show up and they're still grateful and they're not bitter and they're not frantic and they're not worried. They have this peace about them. That's what I want to emulate. That's how I want to show up. And that's how I want my kids to see me. That's how I want the world to see me. I want to show up in a way that gives people hope. So if you want to change the world, if you want to change people, if you want to change the people in your home, even think about how are you showing up? What example are you setting? Because they're not going to do what you say. They're going to do what you do. So make sure that the things that you're doing and the way you're reacting are things that you want people to duplicate. I think that's where we're going to make change. There's still going to be darkness in the world. There's still going to be terrible things happening. But if you focus on the good and you focus on what you can do and how you can show up, you're going to make change. You have the opportunity today to run into countless people. And you have the opportunity to change the way that you show up. And that's going to be contagious. Maybe it's the person who's sitting behind you at the Starbucks line and you pay for their order. Or maybe it's the person who is at the light in front of you. And instead of beeping and throwing your arms up in rage and yelling like, what in the, you're just calm. Right? Or if you see someone in the line behind you at the grocery store and they look like, oh my gosh, like something's going wrong today and they need to get out of there and they're running late or whatever it is, you say, hey, you can go ahead of me, right? There are things that we can do and ways that we can show up that they may seem small and they may seem insignificant, but they could change someone's day. And that can be contagious. If you look around the room and you can find these people, you can find these people who are the light and you can find these people who just want to spread like they're feeling down or they're feeling frustrated and they want to justify how they're feeling. So they want everybody in on their side and they want to tell their story of how they've been wronged and they want you to feel it with them and justify what they're feeling. Do you know those people? Have you been that person? I have. I absolutely have, but I choose every day to show up in a way where instead I'm spreading hope, where instead I'm spreading light, where instead I'm finding the good. That's what we can do. So again, going back to that verse, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus wasn't saying the world isn't going to be dark. God never promised that we weren't going to live in a dark world where there is evil and there is an enemy who is out to kill, seek, and destroy, right? Kill, steal, and destroy. But instead, we have two choices. We can either go down that dark path, we can get sucked into that negativity, or we can choose to be the light. Which one are you choosing? To walk in the darkness or to have light? And I think that's a great message for a Monday, because the world tells us Monday sucks. The world tells us, like, oh gosh, this is hard. But we get to choose the other way. We get to choose to walk in the light. We get to choose to walk in the light to show others that they can too. Think about that today, and let's get fulfilled.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I pray that you are leaving here feeling more fulfilled than ever, that you are ready to go out and live your best life. If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you go ahead and share it with your best girlfriend. Put it on your social media and tag me so that I can thank you for helping to spread the word about the Fulfilled Life Project. Until next time, girl, see you later.